Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today in Member Solutions Teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and I'll be your host. The topic that we're going to talk about today is incorporating programs into your martial arts school. Now, you know, the martial arts prospects these days are very different than 20 years ago. And it's very important that professionalism and service is provided in your business. A lot of people are joining martial arts schools not necessarily because of your style or how long you've been in business, but just the overall professionalism. So I highly recommend that everybody use some type of program or some type of membership for all their students. Now, if you are on a month-to-month membership, a month-to-month membership to a term-based or goal-based membership, it's a pretty challenging task, and it's not easy by any means. So just from the very beginning, I want to let you know that that's what our job is. We're here to help you out and help you make that transition. So if you are on a month-to-month and you want to make that transition into a term-based or a goal-based membership, I highly recommend that you contact your Member Solutions representative and set up a 20-minute consultation with either myself or one of the other consultants from Member Solutions, and we'd be more than happy to help you get started and lead you in the right direction. So let's go ahead and let's talk about the different kind of programs that you can provide at your school. As many of you guys know, my background, I've owned and operated 4 martial arts schools in South Florida. I sold them a couple years back, and then I recently opened up another martial arts school in St. Petersburg, Florida, last March. Now, I've done month-to-month agreements, I've done term-based agreements, and I've done goal-based agreements. I've done Black Belt Club, Master Club, so I have a lot of experience with all these different kind of programs, and I'm going to explain to you how I've set them up in the past and hopefully be able to answer any kind of questions that you have at the end of this teleconference. So let's talk about the different programs again, like I said, that we have that you can provide in your school. The first concept is what's called a goal-based membership. Goal-based membership, basically, when somebody joins your school, they commit to a particular goal. Here's an example of how I lay out the goal-based membership. When you come into my school and you join, you commit to complete the beginner program, which basically takes you through the first 3 belt levels. And then after you're done with the first 3 belt levels, then you're either done or you set your next goal for the intermediate program. That takes you through the next 3 belt levels. After you've done that, you're either done or you set your next goal for the advanced program and so forth. I like the goal-based membership because, number one, I have not had any kind of objections from any of the parents. I think that they really like the concept of their child setting and achieving goals. It also helps me because instead of students expiring on various days, they all basically, when they're at that 3rd belt level, they're either going to quit or they're going to set their next goal. So it really helps me make sure that those particular students are on point, that they're enjoying the martial arts, that they're generating results, so that when they test, hopefully they're going to set their next goal for the next program. So, again, let me talk about the different prices that you can have. Here's an example. Beginner program, $99 per month plus a down payment. Intermediate program, $109 per month plus a down payment. Advanced one, $19 per month plus a down payment. And then Elite, $129 per month plus down payment. Now, if you notice, the program does get a little bit more expensive at each program. I like that. I think that the more advanced training you have, the more you should be paying for tuition because the more experienced instructors you need, the more comprehensive your material is. So it just kind of makes sense to me. Let me talk about the down payments attached to the goal-based program, and I'll tell you what I do. What we do is for your down payment, you have to pay your first month's tuition, which is $99, plus we charge a $25 registration fee. The registration fee just kind of helps me offset my billing costs. And then we also charge for the uniform, which is $39.95. So when you join the program, it's actually $163.95 down and then $99 per month. Now, the reason why I charge for the uniform is because, number one, it establishes value to the uniform, but also, number two, it enables me to run different kind of specials for open house, for back to school, during the summer, where I'll run a special promotion. Either I'll waive your registration fee or I'll waive your uniform. When we had our one-year anniversary, we ran a $99 quick start, which was very cool, and it really helped get a lot more enrollments and generate a lot more enrollments that way. So let me go ahead and move on from the goal-based membership to the term-based membership. Term-based membership is also another great idea as opposed to month-to-month. Of course, in a term-based membership, most of the people, or most of the schools that I know who have term-based memberships basically say the longer you commit, the less you have to pay for tuition. I think that's a great idea. Here's an example of how you can break down your term-based memberships. For example, if a student comes and they enroll and they only want to commit to a three-month agreement, there would be $119 per month plus your down payment. Of course, if they want to commit to a six-month agreement, it would be $109 per month plus a down payment. And if they decided they wanted to commit to a full year, it would be $99 per month plus a down payment. Now, of course, when I'm talking about these specific dollars, $119, $109, and $99 per month, I'm just talking about a general national average. It really varies depending on your demographical market whether your price is going to be higher or lower. Hopefully your memberships aren't lower than $99 per month. Right now, I think martial arts is worth $159. Actually, I think martial arts is worth a couple hundred dollars per month. But definitely, if you're charging any less than $99 per month, I recommend that you increase your prices. If your prices are substantially lower than $99 per month, you may want to do it in small portions. Even if you're at $99 per month and you still want to increase your prices, I will recommend that you book a 20-minute consultation, and I'll help you set it up. I have letters that we send to parents. I have email formats that you can use, and I'll help you every step of the way, because increasing your prices can be a very, very good thing for your school. It's definitely going to help your bottom line. A lot of people are afraid to increase their prices because they're afraid that they're going to either lose students or not attract a market. I think the opposite. I think the higher you charge, the more value you're establishing for your business, and you'd be amazed at the kind of market that you can generate with higher tuition as opposed to having lower tuition. As a matter of fact, the next closest martial arts school in my area, next closest to price, is $79 per month. I'm amazed that they only charge $79 per month because in the St. Petersburg area, it's a pretty nice, affluent area, and people can definitely afford a lot more than that. So, again, don't be afraid to increase those prices. And, of course, if you have any questions, we can talk about that once we open it up for questions and answers. But let's go ahead and move along and talk about the Black Belt Club and Master Club. A lot of people are using the Black Belt Club and Master Club program. I've used them for, over 13 years. And I think that the Black Belt Club and Master Club is very significant to your bottom line as well. So there's a couple of different ways that you can set it up. So let me go ahead and break down the two different ways that you can set up your Black Belt Club and Master Club. You can either set them up as long-term commitment programs. For example, if a student is going to commit to over a year, or if they're going to commit to get their black belt, of course, that's going to take a long period of time, and they may sign up on the Black Belt Club. Master Club would maybe be somebody who not only wants to commit to getting their black belt, but also wants to commit to training beyond black belt. So let's just talk about different kind of prices and how you would set it up. Okay, the long-term Black Belt Club and Master Club programs basically would require a student to commit to most likely over 1 year of training, and in some cases there are schools that have Black Belt Club and Master Club memberships that are 5-year commitments. Now, I'm not too familiar with all of the state's legalities, but I know in certain states, such as California, it is illegal to have a membership for over 1 year. So you definitely want to check with your attorney or check with your state to find out how long you can actually have them commit before you actually set up this program. But basically, as a benefit for committing to these long-term agreements, the students usually get different kind of perks, such as additional training, access to specialty classes, exclusive discounts, and basically recognition for their commitment with a special belt or a special patch, and maybe even in some cases a special uniform. The down payment monthly tuition is usually higher than the other memberships due to the additional perks that you have, which is enticing to martial arts schools because, again, like I said, it can really help your bottom line. So here's an example of how you would break down a long-term Black Belt Club and Master Club program. Let me just give you a price example that I'm just kind of throwing up as a suggestion. If you join the Black Belt Club program, you may pay $299 down and $139 per month. For that $299 down and $139 per month, you can probably get these kind of benefits, or you can offer these kind of benefits. One additional class per week, 10% off of merchandise and special events, give them a special belt, a special patch, and even possibly a special uniform. And then, of course, give them access to a specialty class. The most popular one would be a weapons class, because padded weapons and weapons seem to be becoming very popular in a lot of martial arts schools. And if you don't offer it as your regular tuition, this is an excellent opportunity to put it in there attached to your Black Belt Club and Master Club programs. Let's talk about the Master Club program. The average, and these numbers that I'm using again are just based on the averages from all the clients that I network with. But, of course, like I said, your prices may vary. They may go higher or lower depending on your demographical market. But the Master Club program suggested $499 down and $149 per month. And here's the following benefits that you can offer. Unlimited training classes per week, 20% off of merchandise and special events. Of course, they would get a special belt, patch, and uniform, access to the weekly weapons class, and then access to something like leadership team and demo team. Now, the reason why most people allow access to leadership and demo team only for Master Club is because if they are going to make that kind of commitment to Black Belt training and beyond, those are the students that you want representing your school, either through your leadership team or through your demonstration team. And, of course, just while I'm on this particular topic, also keep in mind if you have a leadership team or you want to start a leadership team and you need any kind of text or information, Member Solutions does have a leadership team manual available. I just kind of want to throw that out as an offer. Also, let's go ahead and move on from the term-based agreements to this other concept called add-on Black Belt Club and Master Club programs. For the longest time, I did the term-based Black Belt Club and Master Club agreements. I loved it. It was very good for my bottom line. At one point, we were billing over $35,000 per month, and a lot of it was contributed to the increased prices of the Black Belt Club and Master Club. The problem that I found with it is that it is very, very hard to, number one, translate the value to a parent when a parent's looking at purely just a long-term commitment. You know, a lot of parents maybe would object, saying, I don't know if my child wants to commit to 2 years. That's a lot to ask for my child. So if you're one of those people who maybe is not an expert in sales or who commonly has those kind of objections as far as commitment goes, the add-on program option might be best for you. So let's talk about the add-on programs. Basically, what an add-on program would be you offering these specialty classes. Specialty classes such as a weapons class, a leadership class, a demo class, and a competition class. And if you join the Black Belt Club program, it would be an annual fee. So here's how you can set it up. Black Belt Club program would be $350 per year. They would pay that in cash up front, and they would get to pick one of the specialty classes, whether it's weapons class, leadership class, demo class, or competition class. Master Club would be $500 per year, and it includes unlimited access to two specialty programs for an entire year. Master Club Elite is $750 per year, and it includes unlimited access to all the specialty programs for an entire year. So say, for example, a parent comes in and says, you know what, my child really just loves martial arts, and he sees that you have a weapons class. How does he get into that weapons class? Well, I would tell them, our Black Belt Club program it's a $350 payment. It allows you unlimited access to the weapons class for an entire year. To a parent, that's not as intimidating to them. We get a lot of people who join our Black Belt Club program each month. As a matter of fact, right now we're averaging about 10 Black Belt Club enrollments each month. And if you do the math, 10 Black Belt Club enrollments times $350 is $3,500 cash that you're adding to your bottom line, which is really good. Or say, for example, a parent says, you know what, my child just loves your martial arts school. He can't get enough of it. He wants to do it all. He wants to be in your demo team. He wants to be an instructor. He wants to compete. He wants to do weapons. What do I have to do to get him involved in all that? And then I would tell him, well, that's our Master Club Elite, and you would pay $750 for the whole year, and you get access, unlimited access to all of these classes, which we hold on a weekly basis. We get several students who enroll in that as well, because it's a great value. If you're looking at $750 and you have four extra classes you have access to each week, it actually really is a great value. And, of course, these classes, when I'm talking about these specialty classes, they do not have to be a full-length class like your regular classes. For example, our weapons program, our demo program, our leadership class, we haven't started our competition class yet, but they're each only a half hour long. It's short and sweet. Now, the reason why our class is only a half hour long is because we're just focusing on one particular topic. So we can run through a majority of, or a large amount of material on a particular topic in half an hour, and that can be substantial for the student for that particular program. So you don't have to go too long, and if you have some scheduling problems, then half-hour class is a really good option. Now, our specialty classes, of course, we hold them on Saturdays. Fridays are also a popular day to host your specialty classes. So if you're looking to add these specialty classes in and you're having a hard time figuring them into your schedule, again, like I suggest, you can book a 20-minute consultation with myself or any one of our senior consultants, and we'd be more than happy to sit down with you and help you figure out how to put those classes into your time slots. So let me just go ahead and review. If you are doing month-to-month agreements, now is the perfect time to add programs into your school. It's very important as business owners that we always have goals for our school. And it's really hard to make goals for our school if we don't have commitments from our students. So that's why I always recommend that if you are month-to-month, you transition into either the goal-based agreement or the term-based agreement. Let me just go ahead again and review the benefits to each one of the programs just so that you can, it'll help you make your selection a little bit better. The benefits of the goal-based agreement, of course, is it's very easy on the ears and it's very easy to promote. As a matter of fact, at my new school in St. Petersburg, we don't even have an enrollment room. We don't even need to do an enrollment conference. Once the student goes through our trial program, which is for a quick review, our trial program is 2 weeks, a martial arts t-shirt and martial arts pants for $59.95. And, of course, we always tell them if you do the two-week trial program and decide that you want to join, you get 100% of what you paid on your trial program off of your down payment. So say, for example, your down payment is $163.95, and you pay $59.95 for your trial program, then the remaining balance is only $104 per month. Now, again, like I said, I like the goal-based agreement because it's very easy on the ears. It's very easy to promote. Out of all the students who have come in and done my trial program, all but one student has actually enrolled. And the only student who didn't enroll, he ended up moving up a level in gymnastics, so he was unable to fit into his schedule. Our class times kind of conflicted. But that's we're nearly 100%. And so I like it because you overcome those objections, or there's not as many objections to overcome. The goal-based agreement is something that's very tangible, and the parents really appreciate it. The other reason why I like goal-based agreements is because I know that every single yellow belt is either going to quit or they're going to set their next goal at testing. So I want to make sure that all my yellow belts look good, they're on point, they're enjoying it, they're getting results, so that come testing time, they go ahead and they set their next goal. The other reason why I like goal-based agreements is because the enrollment conference is consistently the same. And my office manager does all the enrollments at the exact same time. So it's not tomorrow we have two people expiring, on Friday we have another three people expiring. We know that everybody's membership is going to expire at testing. So my office manager can stay a little bit better organized. Also, like I said, her enrollment conference or her re-enrollment conference is consistently the same. Johnny is a yellow belt. This is what he's learned. He's about to test for his green belt, which means that he's done with his beginner goal-based program. This is the intermediate program. This is what it includes, and it'll take him all the way through blue belt. Once he tests for his brown belt, then he's done with the intermediate program. Then Melissa comes in. Melissa is a yellow belt. She's almost done with the beginner program when she gets her green belt. This is the intermediate program. This is what it includes. In other words, my office manager is basically promoting the exact same value to each student, which I really like. The final reason why I like the goal-based program is, you know, if mom comes up to me and says, look, you know, Johnny, he's a yellow belt, and she says, Johnny doesn't want to do it anymore, well, in a month-to-month agreement, they can cancel. In a goal-based agreement, I can say, well, you know, Johnny set his goal to complete the beginner program, which means, you know, next testing he'll actually be done. I think it'd be retroactive if you just let him quit right now. It would be much better if you tell him you set your goal. Once you complete your goal, then you can take a break. Well, in that particular case, now Johnny is going to, even if he takes a break, he's going to leave on a high note because he didn't just quit. He accomplished the goal. I like that. Also, the other thing is when he's in class, of course, he's going to have to try hard or else he won't be eligible to test because he won't be earning his skill stripes. So it works out really well. Let me go on to the term-based agreements and the benefits of the term-based agreements. Well, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. The benefits of the term-based agreement is if they commit to 6 months, they got to follow through. Of course, you want to have some kind of exit clause in there. For example, if they move too far away from the school, or they have an injury or an illness that prevents them from training, of course they can get out of it. But if you have them sign a 6-month agreement, and say, for example, that after 4 months they want to quit, the biggest question that a lot of people have is, what do I do? Do I force them to stay? And if they fight me on it, how far do I take it? Do I take it to collections? Do I take them into a lawsuit? Well, you know, as a business person, it makes sense, yes. If you sign an agreement, you got to follow through on that agreement. Unfortunately, the courts don't always side with the martial arts school, or the courts don't actually side with any kind of service-based business. So you may want to keep that in mind, and you may want to have some kind of cancellation fee. For example, if you commit to a 6-month agreement and you want to cancel before your 6-month agreement is done, then you have to pay a $150 cancellation fee. You may even want to go as high as a $350 cancellation fee if they're going to commit, if they break their agreement before they commit, or before they finish their 1-year agreement, something like that. So cancellation policy is also another very good idea. If you'd like to see a copy of my cancellation policy, you can email me. My email address is melody@schumanconcepts.com. That's M-E-L-O-D-Y at schumanconcepts.com. And I know that in last month's teleconference, I offered everybody a copy of our school policies booklet. So if you want a copy of that, my cancellation policies in there, my automatic renewal options in there, our enrollment guarantees in there, and even our mandatory attendance policy and our martial arts code of ethics are in our school policies booklet. So like I said, if you'd like to have a copy of that, go ahead and email me. So again, like I said, the term-based agreement, the benefit is kind of self-explanatory. You know, you set a commitment, you got to follow through on your commitment. It keeps your retention a lot higher. So if you are month-to-month, I highly recommend you either go into the term-based agreement or the goal-based agreement. If you're stuck and you feel like it's going to be a hard transition and you need some help, like I said, book that 20-minute consultation, and one of Member Solutions senior consultants can definitely help you get through it. Going on to the Black Belt Club and Master Club, the perks to the Black Belt Club, the term-based Black Belt Club and Master Club is self-explanatory, too. It's a long-term commitment. It really helps them set a long-term goal and lets them see their martial arts journey a little bit better. I remember from the past when I had my long-term Black Belt Club memberships, just them joining the Black Belt Club and wearing our special Black Belt Club belt, patch, and uniform really increased their motivation and their enthusiasm. So it's a very good program. As far as the add-on Black Belt Club and Master Club program, the benefits to that is that you get the cash right up front. It increases your bottom line, which is very important. And, of course, with the add-on program, one thing that I like is that everybody who's in that particular weapons class or demo class or competition class or leadership class is there because they wanted to join that specific class, not because it's a perk of joining a long-term agreement. So I really like that on top of having a lot of extra cash money coming into my school each month. So, again, like I said, if you have any questions or you'd like to see any kind of text or letters on increasing your prices, adding programs into your school, you can either email me or book a consultation. I have a huge resource library full of sample letters and emails and texts for anything related towards this program. And if I don't, I'll actually do all the research and draft a letter for you that fits your particular needs. So let's go ahead and unmute. If you want to go ahead and press *6 to unmute your phone, and we're going to open it up for anybody who has any kind of questions about Black Belt Club, Master Club, goal-based agreements, or term-based agreements. So go ahead and, like I said, press *6, and who would like to ask any questions? I'll open up the floor right now.
Elodie, it's Dwight.
Yes.
What can you tell me again, what was it that you called that student information?
The school's policy booklet.
Cool. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll send you the email.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, Melody.
Yes.
This is Jennifer in Arizona.
Hi, Jennifer.
We currently have a black belt program, as it was passed down to us from our teacher, where we charge about $150 one-time fee that includes the uniform, and it's basically been a lifetime. We haven't said it's a lifetime agreement, but we have said it's a one-time fee. And they get one extra class per month.
Uh-huh.
And we're interested in kind of, I don't know, upgrading. We think we should be charging more because we are putting extra time, and it's usually an hour-long class, and it's a special class.
Uh-huh.
So we're thinking of charging a monthly fee or either upping the price. But
absolutely.
Should we do that without any changing it at all, or should we add, more bang for the buck?
I always think that if you're going to adjust something that's existing, you want to add a little bit more just so they do get more bang for the buck. So I highly recommend you do it that way. And, of course, when you are making the transition to increasing your prices and adding more in it, I highly recommend that you promote it just like you're marketing your school. You create a bulletin board, you send out email announcements, you send out letters, you announce it in class, and really pump it up as it's going to be as something fantastic, as an innovation. And another thing that you want to avoid is you don't want to tell them, just as a piece of advice, you don't want to say, well, we're going to change our black belt club, because people will say, well, what are you doing wrong now that you have to change it? I like using the term innovating. So when you actually do make the transition, tell them, we're going to innovate our Black Belt Club program. We're going to add more value and more perks into it. And anybody who's interested, come see me right away. And just pursue it with enthusiasm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions regarding any kind of programs in your school?
Melody, it's Eric in Atlanta.
Yes.
If you're doing the add-on program, because I don't currently have a Black Belt Club in my school right now, but if you were looking at doing the add-on program, at the end of their contract agreement, whatever you want to call it, if you're charging, say, $350 one-time fee for the year,
right?
The end of the year, you just turn around and say, okay, do you want to continue with the Black Belt Club?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, my office manager actually has a database of when they join and when it expires. And 1 month prior to their Black Belt Club expiring, she sends out a letter, she sends out an email, and she books a consultation to sit down with them to see if they want to extend their Black Belt Club agreement.
Okay.
And so far at our school, 100% of the people who have joined the Black Belt Club have extended their agreement. They really like it. Okay, other questions? Okay, one more opportunity. Does anybody else have any questions about the programs? Nope? Okay, that's great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining this month's Member Solutions teleconference. I apologize for talking so fast through the actual programs. I get very excited and enthusiastic when I'm talking about content, especially content such as this, because I know it's directly going to influence you, and it's directly going to affect your bottom line. And my goal and Member Solutions' goal is always to help increase your bottom line so that you can enjoy your business and live a happy and healthy lifestyle. So one more time, just as a review, if you're having any problems or you have any questions regarding these programs, don't be afraid to email me. Also, book those 20-minute consultations. This is something that Member Solutions provides to all of its members free of charge, which I think is a fantastic service for all of you. If you have done the 20-minute consultations with me in the past, I appreciate you guys contacting me. I always enjoy meeting new people, and I always enjoy talking with each and every one of you. Also, again, my email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at schumannconcepts.com, schumannconcepts.com. Feel free to email me. I'll send you my school policies booklet with my enrollment guarantee, my cancellation policy, my automatic renewal upgrade, even our mandatory attendance policy. All of those things are available to you. I also have tons of letters for increasing prices and incorporating programs into your school that you can use as a sample. Or if I don't have specifically what you're looking for, I'll actually create one for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining this month's teleconference. I look forward to speaking with everyone in the near future, and I hope everybody has a fantastic week.